representing Krishna, that cowboy, Indru Gavan, who is the master of the keeper of the cows, that sort of mild and soft conception, beautiful God is there. Indru Gavan, Priyanu Indru Gavan. And we beg his mercy, his affection, his gracious look on us, that may save us from those inclemencies and frowning of the environment. When we try to put a stop to our former form of life and take our course towards Godhead, Krishna consciousness, neglecting the imperative duties that are on us, sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. We stop at the program of our everyday life, which was ascertained in our previous life, give up our duties and try to march on exclusively towards Krishna consciousness, because so many difficulties may come. So many difficulties may come to trouble us, to stop us in our journey. But we must stick to the order of Krishna, and he will protect us. Indru Gavan, the Indra, the controller of all ordinary activities and tendencies and the mental impulse of different type, they may come to attack us, but if we are attentive towards our goal, to be the order of Krishna, Krishna will come to protect us in the shade of his, giving us shelter under the shade of Govardhan, and no Indra will be able to touch our hair. He will give us protection. So Giriraj Govardhan, we try to take shelter under him. Give us protection from all the difficulties that may come to attack because of my living neglecting the past program of my life. So many anomalies may be caused, and we will get protection from him. Mahendra Madhavit, Yanma Indru Bhavan. That cowboy, master of the cow, in his other representation, Govardhan, he will save us from all sorts of difficulties on earth. Sarvadharmān parityajya. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. God works among us. His ways are unknown. Our revered Swami Maharaj, we could not understand in general that he will do such a marvelous work. Rather, Krishna will do through him such a marvelous work of service. Mahaprabhu, it was beyond our estimation. But suddenly what happened? I was connected with him, associated with him for a long time. I found ambition in him and a great enthusiasm in him to preach, So much so that it seemed to us that the ambitious imagination. And sometimes he expressed his will, let us go to Gandhi, Jawaharlal, the political leaders. Why they are engaged in such lower type of improvement of the nation and not accepting Mahaprabhu's program? Why they are not, what basis they have got? If they really want to do good to the people, why they do not take this program of Mahaprabhu to do real good to the people? This political narrow views, by this they think they are proud that they are doing good to the people. In this way, sometimes it all. And yet, some talks about Bhagavad Gita, I said, this is with me. And very brave movement we found in him. And also another thing we found in him, that though financially he was not well established, but he did not care for that at all. His ways were rather princely, though he was put in poverty. Ambitious movement. Whenever he secures a partner, a good partner, he is going to accept his business in a grand way. Not humble beginning and then gradually going, not at once. He used to take up in a big scale the broad wide view he had. Sometimes it seemed to be inconsistent with his present position and that ambitious sentiments. But anyhow, we found a miracle in his last days. Apparently disappointed in his worldly life, he took sannyas and then tried to make a big attempt. And the providence came to his help, and making arrangement with some Sumati Muradji also, who are all known to him somewhat in his business life, went towards America. Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, his idea was that when he took sannyas, red cloth, generally the Sahajiya, they remarked that red cloth is dishonored to the Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami mentioned in one place, Rakta Vastra Vaishnava Paritena Juvai. Rakta means red, blood red. Generally the Kapalis, the Shakta section, they use that red, blood red cloth. So Rakta Vastra means blood red. But Mahaprabhu took that mild bread, the sannyas base, and the mother in the puri, Ishwar puri, all for one. Anyhow, Sanatana Goswami, out of great humility, he did not take the position of a sannyasi, because there decent questions of their family was of suspicious type. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were very closely connected with the Muslims. So the Hindu society could not take them as acharya. In Puri also, when they visited Mahaprabhu, they used to live with Haridas Thakur. And when they generally did not use the ordinary road, if any Brahmin Purohit worshipping in the temple, they will have a touch and they would show some hate. So previously they were very careful about that. And Mahaprabhu came to touch him, no, I am by my lineage, by my own nature, in all respect I am untouchable, untouchable. Don't touch me, my lord. But Mahaprabhu's vision was otherwise. You can purify the whole world by your touch. I am touching you to purify me. Such the Krishna Bhakti, which can purify wonderfully everything, you hold that within your heart. Bhukaya tamasparsi atma pavittiti. But Sanatana Goswami, out of his unlimited humility, he always took care that I am. None can speak any word against me in connection of my lineage, that I had contamination with the Muslims, Javan, eater of the cows. So, anyone may cast that sort of blame on us, so we should not give any opportunity to our enemy to say against us that we are encroaching. That sort of humility he had. And he told Rakta Vastra Vaishnavi Parita, we are nothing, nothing of the nothing. But we are ordered to do these things we are doing in this way. But Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, when he went to Vrindavan with red cloth, and two of his attendants there clad in European style, not even white cloth, but European that coat, there's pajama, pantulan, pants, coat, and pant. The people remarked, what is this? This man has come in the garb of a sannyasi red cloth, which is not acceptable to the Goswami Samaj, and has taken his two disciples in European, dressed in European style. So such was the beginning of the preaching life of our Guru Maharaj. He had in it, and he was very different from the current Sahaja section, that they are misrepresenting Rupa Sanatan and Mahaprabhu, misrepresenting. So Mahaprabhu Sampradaya must be protected from this imitation contamination. From the beginning he had his heart in there. And they're all charmed by the European civilization. Then the European civilization must be crushed. That must be taken under our feet. Then these fools will automatically come. Something like this. The European civilization attracting all the stalwarts of this world, mostly. In this way, he posed himself in that way. So, then when he found the opportunity, he sent party to preach in England. Anyhow, some movement was created. Maharaja Bardhan, he had some influence in the British official area, royal area also. Maharaja Dhiraj was his title. He remarked, who is the man so courageous that he has sent the banner of Mahaprabhu to Europe in this England, Premudhatma, divine love. Divine love, the news, Vataki, of divine love, so courageous, he wants to preach that the principle of divine love in this European, the out and out materialist civilization, and he wants to influence the civilization by the love given by Mahaprabhu, divine love. Who is that the bold man? He remarked like that. Impossible, it is impossible. But Prabhupada had the courage to do so, and he felt it necessary. Otherwise, these people cannot be convinced so well. Then, during his lifetime, he could not send to America, but he has written in Gaudiya, Marking Muluk. Before he sent his party to England, he consulted with Rabindranath, Tagore of Rabindranath. He already went well known in the world. He got Nobel Prize. And Rabindranath requested him to send preachers in Germany. The England, not England, because they are always proud that they are the king and we are the subject. India is under them. So, generally the British people, they have this conceit that we are the king nation and they are subject nation. So they won't give attention, due attention to our words. And America has been polluted by so many other Indian preachers of yoga and other things. Yogindranath also, he had no much regard for Vivekananda, Ramakrishna Mission. And at that time, once Miss Jogoda, he went to America and he used to show many yoga practice. That is many mudra, especially amongst the women, and there a bad name was created for the Indians at that time. So, in America, they are easily take something, try to appreciate, but now the position is not favorable there, that a few gentlemen has come from India and misrepresented Indian culture, and there is a bad name in America. So you should not go. I don't recommend you to go there. And the French people also, they easily take something and divorce, give up that thing. That is also. Rather, if you want my opinion, I shall say to send you men in Germany, because they are considered people, they have general appreciation for ancient Indian culture. And what they accept once, they do not reject it very easily. Stability in nationality. Very common. But anyhow, Prabhupada managed to send men in England. Two parties were sent. Then he had a wish to send a preacher in America, but he could not do so. Swami Maharaj says, I do not remember it very clearly, that in Bombay, when he was, Sir Swami Maharaj and myself, and the Prabhupada, at that time, party is preaching in London, in feeling that we shall all have to go to attend preaching in the Western world, civilization, and you must be ready, you will have to go. Swami Maharaj says that in your presence, Prabhupada asked me, be ready, you will have to go there. And with that order, I thought that Prabhupada wanted me to go. And he had in his mind that, and then he managed to go. And this wonderful success, that so many of you have come to Kandya to study Prema Dharma, what is love divine, what is the topmost conception of the Vedic culture, the ancient theistic revealed scripture, Rig Ved. It is admitted on all hands that Rig Ved is the most ancient revealed scriptures. And from other Veds, and the very purpose of the Ved is in Bhagavatam. And what is that preached by Mahaprabhu? The love divine. That should be the goal of all animation. That is our home. How to go there, back there, go there. And that was so extensively taken, just as we heard the Nityananda Prabhu, from door to door he wandered and requested to accept Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, Bhajagauranga Kauranga. So Swami Maharaj from door to door in America, as if from part to part, with his simple dress and that katal, he chanted the name of Mahaprabhu and Krishna consciousness. And came with flying colors. First he came with two followers. He has Achyutananda and Ramanuja. And he was given to stay in that blue house. And that reception by the municipality. And anyhow, gradually this has happened. You all know from the from his life and teachings. So today is the day of disappearance of that great soul, great Acharya. And the disappearance of the great personages from our view is the most undesirable and deplorable and unfortunate time for us, we consider. When they come, we rejoice in union, and we feel helpless when they withdraw from us. From amongst all the separation, the separation of the devotee and the Gurudev, that is the highest. Highest. In Ramananda Sangvada we find what is the greatest painfulness in the devotee. Krishna Bhakta Vidha Vina Dukkha Nahi Dekhipa. The great sorrow is in separation with Vaishnava. With Vaishnava we are in the company of the Vaishnava, we are in the midst of Lord, the Lord. By their separation, just as the radio is removed, we are cut off from the world information. Through radio we get the information of the world. So the divine world information we get from the Vaishnava. If they are removed, then we are disconnected, we are cut off. Krishna bhakta vidha vina dukkha nahi dekhipa. Of all the miseries and torments, the separation of a Vaishnava, that is the most disappointing thing. And it has reached the acme when we find in the dealings of Das Goswami, Bhagvatundayati Kundam, Grindru Ajagarayati. This is inconceivable to us. What is the realization of Das Goswami? Bhagvatundayati, the most favorite place of Das Goswami was Radha Kunda. From beginning to end, he accepted that position. In the bank of Radha Kunda, he will think about the Radha Govinda Lila. But after the separation of Rupa Sanatan, he says that very Kunda, like a big mouth of a tiger, is coming to devour me. By whose connection Radha Kunda was so sweet, so bright, so divine, and that is coming to devour me, such position. Grindu Ajagarayati, this Govardhan, who is conceived to the representation of Krishna himself, that seems to me like a big pantheon. We cannot conceive that such position may be in truth. So dear and so near, all only by the absence of Guru and Vaishnava can become so apathetic. It is inconceivable to us, but we cannot dismiss the feeling of Das Goswami, who is so great in other respects we feel. So we shudder to think how the separation of a Guru will be who is a real Vaishnava. And also in Ramananda Sangvada, Krishna Bhakta Vidha Vina Dukkha Nahi Dekhipa. We are always in different position than the Supreme Lord. We cannot be in his very close connection, but we can come in very close connection with the Vaishnava. They are agent, bona fide agent. That is true to us. That is real to us. And that is the Lord is rather kind of vague conception, some imagination-like thing. Cannot be infinite, cannot be contained, have any connection, very feasible. But Vaishnava, his agent, that is a concrete thing to us, a reality. So when that connection disappears, we are in the greatest loss. In greatest mourning, if we can feel that, then we can attain the real position of a servant of Krishna. Otherwise, we are also in imaginary world, moving here and there, endlessly. If regular temperament of a Vaishnava, we are to appreciate, we are to achieve, then such conceptions also we must feel. Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukkha nahi dekhipa. And the Guru, he is the king of the Vaishnava. So, by his separation, we must mourn to the general and normal disciple, must absorb the great morning in many ways. And in other words, in cultivation of his, we can come in his connection, in when we are engaged in his in culture of his ways and thoughts, and what he came here to give to us, our adherence, loyalty, our hearty loyalty to that, that can take us near to him, to his holy feet, and thereby we can be wherever he is. He's not so, he has got a spacious aspect. He's all-seeing, all-knowing. And our sincerity, what he came for us to take us up, if he sees that we are continuing in that lane of life, what he wanted us to do, he will be satisfied. In this way, we can satisfy him. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu. By satisfying him, we can satisfy the Supreme Entity. In this way, we shall try to pass over. So today is the day of disappearance of Swami Maharaj, whose action, whose preaching, whose last life was so bright that all the Gaudiya Vaishnava, they cannot but be indebted to that great personage who in such a broad way, wide way, preached in the name of Gaur Nityananda in the West, with our obeisance to him today. I close here. Kata Valya? একটা মালা এখান থেকে পাঠান.
Conception, the difference in attitude between offering to Nrisingadev, to Krishna, and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, and Lord Jagannath.
What do you think?
I am slightly unclear in that they are all Krishna, but yet we are offering to a different predominant mood of Krishna.
Different representation of Krishna for different functions. And they are pulling themselves. And they have got their separate test ways. And we have to adjust ourselves accordingly when we approach the particular representation of Krishna. Then the two types, predominating and the predominated. Predominated section, there are also different representations with different functions. There also we have to adjust to satisfy them differently. Then we have to find our own intrinsic graduation in the whole, and to be adjusted there, to have our adjustment, and therefrom we are expected to do our duty to them differently. Different function every one of us we may have towards different side of the representation of Krishna or his potency. According to our adjustment, eternal adjusted position. And as long as we are not reinstated in that permanent position, in a general way we have to move according to our progress of realization. Suppose we have got our position in the friendly circle of Krishna in Vrindavan, then we have to deal with Baladev in a particular way. Subal Sridham there are, Nanda Yashoda there are, the gopis there are. Our respective response will be accordingly towards them, their demands. We have to serve all, but in different moods and different ways. It is everywhere, adjustment such. Adjust means to be adjusted in a particular position, and from there we may have various functions and duties to do towards different representation of the environment. Not all equal. Not all equal. Adjustment means that hierarchy. Big and small, important, non-important, according to their gradation. The position is all there, high or low, according to the satisfaction of Krishna. Every point trying to satisfy Krishna, and according to their nature and their degree of service, that is called. We have to adjust ourselves. Adjustment with the environment means various duties towards various representatives of the whole. So, Nrisimhadev, we shall be generally looking after that any obstacle on my way to march towards the service may be removed by His grace, special prayer. In this way, according to their function, the kind of grace they hold, our position, prayer, and our service will be accordingly. Adjustment. The sonhood of Godhead, consorthood of Godhead, friendhood of Godhead, fatherhood of Godhead, divine conceptions, there are. And there is a gradation. And the consorthood is considered to be the highest conception according to Bhagavata and Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Searching our heart, we have to find out high and low, the demand, the degree of demand within us. We may classify according to that. So many inner hankering we have got, and what is the most intense? According to that, the solution will have got the importance, the response. Hridaye nabhanu kyato sarupa. Self-determination. Self-determination. Where is my fulfillment? Fullest engagement, fullest satisfaction, where I am get, the solution will come accordingly. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. What is there? The similar thing is here, corresponding page. What is in me, the demand, and the outside, that is also existing. So I told the other day that the seed of all the revealed scripture is in one word, yes, Om. Om, this sound contains the whole thing. This very seed of Gayatri, and from Gayatri comes Veda, and from Veda, three departures, and you have Vedanta, Bhagavatam, in this way. The very seed is Om. What is Om? Om means a great, a grand yes. What is yes? What you are searching from within, that is the positive assertion. It is there. The object of your innermost searching, it is. Really, it has existence, for which you find your innermost desire, hankering, that is one word. Then began searching, what is that? That is Brahma, all accommodating. That is Paramatma, that is Bhagavan. Here we will have the greater satisfaction, bhajaniya, the object of your worship, your innermost adoration is there, what you are searching for. All this comes from within, it is automatic with us. Yes, a positive, direct positive answer. What you are searching for in your innermost heart, that exists. Be assured, be consoled.